New legislation should allow women diagnosed with illness during pregnancy to defer their maternity leave. The Minister for Equality, Roderic O'Gorman, has said the proposals, which came before today's Cabinet meeting, will be treated as a priority. Fianna Fáil Senator Catherine Arda chaired the cross-party group on cancer, which recommended this change. She joins us now on the line. Thanks for being with us. As you understand it, what will this change involve?
Ultimately, thank you for having me on. It is an amendment to the Maternity Protection Act. There's going to be a new section inserted into the bill, into the Act, section 14B, which will ultimately allow mothers to defer their maternity leave in the event of a serious illness. I was campaigning for this, following on from the Irish Cancer Society's campaign and all the amazing work their patient advocates have been doing, including Emma McGuinness, who was on your
Tierney. I'm afraid we have one of those lines today. Can I just ask you, this original proposal, as you say, it was that this would cover women who receive a cancer diagnosis while pregnant or on maternity leave. But it now seems that the change will be broader than that.
Yeah, so ultimately, when I proposed the change in my own legislation, it was a cancer-specific change. Obviously, it's very welcome that it is broadened out. The logistics in terms of broadening it out will be more difficult in terms of determining what women it will affect. We know in terms of women who receive a cancer diagnosis during their pregnancy that it affects 40 women a year. So that's 40 women the state are failing without this legislation. I don't know the figure in terms of the other illnesses that this bill will cover, but I have to say it is welcome. I understand it is going to be extended to those who suffer a mental illness after pregnancy, which we know is all too common. But I have to say it is a very welcome. There are concerns that it's, you know, we want it done ASAP. And we hope that it will be a priority of the government when the Dáil and Seanad reopen in September.
Despite those reassurances, though, from Roderic O'Gorman that this will be a priority, are you concerned that this may be the sort of legislation that could fall by the wayside because an election is called?
Yeah, obviously it's concerning. And I have my own piece of legislation, which is at second stage in the Senate. If we don't see the government's legislation, I will be, bringing this to committee and final stage in the Senate and hoping a colleague can take it on the Dáil. So it's really important that the full piece of legislation is published and that I'm hoping it will be on the order papers the first week we come back. And I think it's like incumbent on us to keep that pressure on the government, on the minister. But his actions today show that he is going to move with that. But we won't stop our campaign until we see the first woman take advantage of this change in the legislation.
All right. Senator Catherine Arda, thank you for talking to us.